If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Clark Street's popular outdoor dining program will not return this summer. Let's get more on that and all of our extremely local news from Jen Sabella at Block Club Chicago. Jen, I enjoyed this part of the Chicago summertime scene. What happened?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, you're not alone here. The program was extremely popular. Restaurants on the strip said they got a lot more business. We actually shared some photos. The streets were absolutely packed with these people packing the patios. But neighborhood groups and actually a union said that it's too disruptive to traffic on Clark Street between Grand Avenue and Kinsey. They say that they would prefer it take over a different street that's not such a major thoroughfare. A lot of readers were disappointed in this. I know I actually just came back from New York, and they still have a lot of their street outdoor seating open that started in the pandemic. And other parts of the city are continuing this, but Alderman Brendan Riley said he's really disappointed and that the city insisted it shut down this year when it granted a permit approval for last year. But yeah, traffic seems to be the biggest concern here, especially with the Medina Temple operating as a casino at the moment.
Yeah, they kept the east-west streets in between open to car traffic. We're talking about a three-block stretch of Clark Street and Frontera Grill, Topolobampo, Boss Bar, Bub City, The Smith, Little Babariba. It was like one of the great European street scenes with the outdoor cafes. I thought it brought a lot of vibrancy and possibly business to the downtown area, even outside of the restaurants.
It did. Based on our reporter, Melody Mercado, talked to a bunch of business owners. They said it was great for business. It was great for everyone from busboys to servers and beyond. But yeah, the neighborhood groups were able to convince aldermen in the city to shut it down. We will see if it moves to a different street, an east-west street in the area. And if it does, we will keep y'all posted.
Yeah, I hope so. In Lincoln Park, a restaurant that was around for a while has closed all of a sudden. Tell us about Uncle Julio's.
Yeah, Uncle Julio's has been there for 30 years at 855 West North Avenue, even as the neighborhood has changed. It is a chain restaurant based in Texas, but it's been in the neighborhood since the 90s. And apparently they had a rent dispute with the landlord of the property. It is a pretty large lot on a pretty hot stretch of North Avenue. So we're keeping a close eye on this to see what is going to come in its place. They were throwing away everything from the restaurant yesterday, including tables, chairs, food. Other Uncle Julio's restaurants in the suburbs remain open. But yeah, we're not really sure what happened. The landlord and the ownership are in dispute about the rent agreement. So it was always busy when I was by there, but and it had a parking lot, though you were not able to use it unless you got valet, which is controversial over there. But yeah, we'll see what happens. It's a big hole on North Avenue.
Well, we do have some positive news from the neighborhoods today, and it's always nice when we can say something good about bookstores, isn't it?
Yeah, and I can walk to this place, which is fantastic for me. Down in Washington Heights, Undercover Books opened at 1232 West 103rd Street. It's a really unique premise. It's actually run by a private eye and her husband, and she has a private investigator's office in the bookstore. And it's a bunch of used books. They also want to make it a community hub, so folks could come in for book clubs, to play games, just to chat. Kids from the high school across the street at Percy Julian come in to discharge their phones and look at the different books available. It's a really unique design in there, and just an interesting place in an area that strip of 103rd east of Western here is pretty sleepy, especially east of the Metro tracks. So this is bringing, you know, some vibrancy to the community, and it's the second bookstore in my neighborhood. So Bookies, they've used books and new books, and this place only has used books, undercover books, and a private eyes office.
Yeah, I love those small bookstores. Very cool. And finally, don't we warn people every year about buying Easter bunnies, Jen?
We do, and I'm here to do it again. Every year, people buy bunnies for Easter for their kids or just because they get a kick out of it, and then hundreds of bunnies end up at shelters or abandoned outside. And bunnies that are adopted from pet stores are not, like, prepared to live outdoors. You can't just leave them out on their own. They will be killed or die of starvation. They don't really know what they're doing. So Red Door Animal Shelter is really encouraging people to not adopt bunnies. And there's also a push in the state legislature to ban the sale of bunnies at pet stores. That would require people to go through an animal rescue to adopt a bunny, and that there are some more precautions in place at those rescues to make sure that the buyer is aware of what it takes to take care of a bunny and all of the responsibility that comes with it.
Maybe the warning will work if you remind people that rabbits love to chew on electrical cords, baseboards, furniture, and they live for more than 10 years, usually.
They
don't like being in a cage either. What?
People don't seem to know their lifespan. So, yeah, when you're getting a bunny, you're signing up for a decade of commitment.
BlockClubChicago.org for more. Jen Sabella, thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.